and I'm the seal on the sidelines going, burr, 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 burr.
High Mystery.
Hey everybody, get out that Bigfoot shampoo. It's time for another episode of High Mystery. It's the podcast where we smoke weed and we talk about the mysteries in our universe. You know us, you love us. I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Today, we're going to be doing what we always do. Smoking weed, talking about mysteries. I've got a King Palm that has been packed with... Actually, I just realized, I don't know, because I didn't buy this weed.
Oh!
It's got Blue Dream and Fruit Loops inside.
Good job, audience member.
She who shall not be named.
She is the weed secretary.
No weed gets in this house without passing her!
I like the idea of crossing those two strains and ending up with some Blue Loops.
Blue Loops! Yeah. Love it.
Or some Dreamy Fruit.
Okay. Yes, that's good.
Either way, I'm going to light that blunt.
Colin, did you use that Bigfoot shampoo? Your hair's looking very luxurious
so
as
nice.
Of today.
You are a really sexy Bigfoot status
he
right
is.
Now.
He is.
Every
handsome as shit.
Every shampoo I use is Bigfoot shampoo.
Mm.
Sure.
And earth friendly.
And earth friendly. Speaking of the earth, I got a weird spot on it to talk about.
Yes.
Nice little hidden mole of on the earth.
Yeah, the earth is definitely going to the doctor and saying, hey, I got this weird spot.
You need to take like a little bit off of it, send it to a lab, get some tests done.
Even the doctor looked at it and was like, whoa, haven't seen this one before.
That is not supposed to happen.
I am talking about Poland's Crooked Forest.
Ah, it's the forest that robs you because it's crooked.
Shifty, see?
Standing on a street corner, flicking a nickel up in the air.
Right, showing you some watches and some paintings.
Pops collar on his trench coats.
I'm sorry to disappoint, but this forest is much less figurative and much more literal. The forest of, let's see, I had to look up the pronunciation on this, but it's Kukshive Las.
Kukshive Las.
Yeah, I think I got that right. Kukshive Las or something like that.
Kukshive Las.
But it's outside of Gryfino in western Poland, and there are around 400 pine trees that have grown crookedly with a distinct 90-degree curve at their base, bending toward the north.
They look like fish hooks.
Yeah.
Like fish hooks, but made of trees stuck into the ground.
Yeah, I will say usually when you think of like 90 degree, it's more of a sharp angle. This one, I see where they're getting the 90 degree from, but it is more of like a rounded angle to that. It's not like a sharp.
Yeah, it's like the trees grew up and there was each had like a ball, big 2-foot ball strapped to them, and they had to grow around it, and then eventually they just started growing up regular. You need to look at this picture, people.
I think instead of be able to see it on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'll post these when the episode's coming out. But the 90 degree that they're referring to is from the
bottom.
Root stem to where it meets the actual what do you call the center of a tree?
Trunk.
Where it meets the trunk.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like, you know, I don't know if maybe this part of the earth, like the sun is like rising and setting kind of like on the horizon more of like one side. And so it like grows like straight out. And then as like the seasons change and the earth's rotation changes, then the sun axis is more on top and then over. And so like that's how it grows. That would be my thinking, just based off of like bonsai trees and stuff, like how they cut things and form things to grow and certain directions. Like it almost looks like it was like forced to grow into that direction.
Yeah,
like
right,
out of necessity.
They crook, they like bent or broke it at its like early stage, and it kept growing, but like knotted at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Almost is what I think.
But this isn't the whole one you said.
Yeah, and also for your theory about that, it's like a unique weather spot or whatever. We're looking at more pictures of the trees now. But right next to these trees are normal pine trees.
Mm,
you know what I mean? So
it's
not like the whole entire forest is crooked. It's just this section.
Mm-hmm.
And the straight regular trees, are these the same kind of trees, the bendy one and then the straight one?
I believe so. I'm not totally sure.
So even these bendy ones are pine trees?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 400 pine trees.
They're probably being the same kind of tree, right?
It looks like the same kind of tree. Hard
and
to
say. There's definitely different variations. You know, like this one is very like, boom, down to the ground, and this one's kind of like,
whatever.
Yeah,
sort of gonna
die.
Yeah,
you know, everyone moves the beat of their own drummer. Every tree has a different curve.
You do, tree.
But they curve into the distinct C shape for 3 to 9 feet, so some curves are taller than others. These are 50-foot tall trees, and otherwise they're 100% generally healthy. So it's not like there's anything that hurt them to make them this way. It's not like a beetle or a disease or something.
Right. I feel like it's also important to note that all of the seas kind of go the same way. Like there's not all of a sudden a random sea going the opposite way. Like they all kind of have like the same directional flow.
Do you know what direction the curve is pointing to?
North.
I'm thinking it's like a geopathic stress something or like a magnetic thing in that spot.
Right, like they're trying to grow due north for whatever reason, and then when it gets big enough
and
strong enough,
explain,
it's like, oh no, we got to go up.
And that would explain why there's the same type of tree in a slight, you know, in a different location that's growing normally.
They don't have the pole as hard.
Right, that like those spots can be relatively small or relatively large.
Ley lines.
Everybody loves the ley lines. They're smooth, unlike other curved trees, which typically become gnarled and have weird, like, roots and, you know, just, they don't tend to be smooth like these are.
Yeah, like if you have trees that are growing on the coast that kind of grow sideways, it's usually because there's a lot of, like, wind blowing on it, but at the same time, then you kind of see, like, the root growth having to, like, add in that extra, like, support system of being
to
blown
hang
sideways.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really see that here. It is very up a little bit, and then, like you're saying, straight
it's
horizontal.
It's crazy looking. It really is.
Just to speak a little bit about what you're talking about, we do see, like, trees in parts of New Zealand and stuff that are so incredibly windswept that they're like literally pointed over on the side almost. They're like incredibly twisted to the side. But that explanation doesn't work for this either, I guess.
Unless there was a wind that was happening at some point, because how old are these trees?
That's a good question. I'm not totally sure. Oh, wait. Actually, I do hope. It says that they were likely planted around 1930.
Okay.
So
this is
they're less than 100, but getting up there.
Yeah.
It's a solid, you know. So.
Well, I mean, in 1930, people knew about, you know, manipulating tree growth and all that kind of stuff, like Tristan was saying, bonsai and stuff.
Well, just to be clear, for thousands of years, people in Indonesia have warped trees into bridges.
Sure.
Whatever, you know, they needed them for. So it's not a new practice whatsoever.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm thinking that maybe who... Do we know whose land it was? Was it anybody's land?
It's just a it's just a forest out in the middle of essentially nowhere.
Indigenous
peoples?
No. Well, there were still populations of Native American people, and definitely in 1930 in America there were, but anyways, that were totally separate.
This is outside of a city called Gryfino in western Poland, so it's not so far away that it couldn't be human intervention, and it's not so close that it's definitely... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, thinking that maybe something was leaning on the tree as, like, just a baby twig.
Like a UFO?
Exactly.
Something
exactly
heavy
like
enough to, like, bend it in one way, and then they removed it, and it just started growing straight up.
Well,
maybe this is a meeting ground for, you know, Bigfoot, and these are chairs.
Right?
You know, they just every time they come, they sit on the same tree, the same chair, and kind of like molds to their back.
I love the way this one gets right in the crack.
Yeah. It wipes your ass and lets you sit at the same time.
But they said there was no evidence of Bigfoot dung on the trees.
That would just right up in there, too. It's basically wiping them at that point.
But
they famously have large, they got some junk in the trunk too, so that's perfect.
But this forest is unique because of the amount of trees and the uniformity of the trees, because there's so many that represent the same bend, etc. They look so similar,
yeah,
all 400 of them.
They do.
You guys have definitely touched on some of these theories already, but one is that there's a unique gravitational pull in the area,
mm-hmm.
which we said. One we haven't said is that there was maybe a heavy snowfall,
mm-hmm.
like an uncharacteristic, ridiculously large snowfall just in this one little spot.
Okay.
And
they have weather patterns of the, if it's in the area, like the local cities in 1930 should have
at least an idea.
Farmer's Almanac.
That's what I'm looking
farmer's
for.
Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac, for sure.
Listen, let's give a little shout out to the Farmer's Almanac.
Shout out to the Farmer's Almanac.
They're
really good data from a very long time ago.
Honestly, it is crazy. If you've never read a Farmer's Almanac, like my wife's dad gets them, and the Farmer's Almanac is surprisingly effective. Like,
wow.
If you look it up, like, whatever day of the year that they're predicting the weather, it will be, they're not always right, but they're damn close. Like, and they predict it for the whole year, every day.
So that farmers know when to plant and such.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
I mean, that's all
legit.
Very useful information.
Yeah.
So
human
my point
race
being,
depends on it.
My point being is that they would know, it wouldn't be so much of a theory, they would, someone would have investigated
yeah.
that and found the information.
Well, and like I said, this is outside of a city. So I guess it could have been like normal snow in the town and really heavy out there.
I suppose.
Or I don't know. There might have been a blizzard that they pointed out to be like more specific. UFOs landing on the saplings also listed
mm-hmm.
underneath.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Always a good theory.
It ranks up there in the theories. But like, yeah, I don't know. There's nothing else.
What if there was just one tree that had, like, a weird genetic coding makeup that made it grow wonky, and then it just released seeds upon seeds, and that's just the genetic
no,
default?
I have a hole
on.
In your theory, I think. Because
poke.
If that were true, the tree would have to come to puberty or whatever, you know, it would have to grow in to the point where it is able to release spores or seeds or whatever. So then that would make no sense that they're all the same size and the same age.
Well, we
one of them
there
would
could
have
be a
to be
tree somewhere.
Yeah, like one
yeah.
of them would have to be older than all the other ones.
Yeah,
right.
That needs to
mm-hmm.
be a father
mm-hmm.
tree,
right?
A Mufasa
mm,
tree,
if you will.
If you will, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But maybe there is. We're not, you know, we didn't look at every all 400 trees. But
yeah, I'm wondering how many trees, like the pictures that, oh, 400.
400 pine trees.
Like all in the same
yes.
general area.
That's
there's
what
not
I'm
like
saying.
One
it's got to be like a weird earth
straggler.
Thing.
They're clustered.
It's got to be like a weird earth.
I'm thinking
magnetic
like,
or something.
I like that because that could be like, it doesn't make sense for any other thing for why there's just straight ones right,
right.
next to all the wacky-do ones.
Exactly.
That these ones have some sort of, they've got more, I don't know.
Something
do trees have metal elements
in
them? Do they have iron in them like we do? Something like that. They've got something in them that's pulling them and this
or
guy just doesn't have it.
An invisible force is working on them just in that spot, you know?
Well, I'm
mm-hmm.
wondering what the map of those bent trees looks like. Is it like just a straight line or does it is
like
it like
aerial
a,
map
yeah like you know the pattern of them like is it a straight line
is
or is it
going
along a path
a,
yeah.
yeah
or is it just
a
giant a circle
spiral
yeah or something like that because I feel like it might even be like just
the worst one.
A walking path or a traveling path through the this little forest.
Oh, so
and
you
maybe,
think they might be like way markers or something like that?
Well, just or people pushing them to the side as they're, you know, traveling,
growing.
You know, getting, who knows, cars,
mm-hmm.
fucking wagons through there or something like that. That might be bending them in that so they can get things through and people stopped traveling through here, started going around the fucking forest, I don't know. And they just started growing straight up after that.
Huh.
Is one of
I don't hate
many.
That idea. That's
basically you're saying
possible.
There was like a scenic route that got really popular for wagons just for a minute.
Well, just they
yeah.
and then
in 1930.
Yes,
yeah.
The wagons of 1930.
They were trying to cut through the forest, and then they were like, "There's just no reason to." Maybe deforestation has led another path around the forest or a smaller path, a shorter path.
But it's in such close timing to us now that if that were the case, someone would have, who lived around there, would have known that story and been like, oh, that's what this is for. I've seen this as a mystery in my own, like, looking for what to research many times. Like, it's a thing. Like, nobody knows.
Sure.
Someone would have been like, oh, yeah, my grandpa used to go down there with his wagon. And he would touch all the trees while he went down.
Yes, every single tree.
That grandfather's family died, all of them. So the story died with them.
1930? Polish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Which someone in Poland comment.
The secrets died with the Holocaust.
We have finally stumbled upon the most likely scenario.
Not a good podcast if you don't mention Hitler.
The most likely scenario is that they were altered by local farmers from Grafino who would use them later in construction materials like shipbuilding.
I was thinking that because they kind of have like a very holy form.
They were likely planted again around 1930 and World War II. In Grafino was destroyed in 1939 during Hitler's invasion of Poland.
And then they stopped harvesting the special trees.
The idea being, yes, that the town basically disappeared, so the people who would have then harvested the trees disappeared. But though there is, you know, this does make the most sense, seems to be the most likely, we don't know. There's no tools left at the site. There's no
evidence of them being tied down.
Exactly. There's no even evidence, really, of people having activity in the area. And there are trees closer to Grafino.
I would be curious to, like, go out there with, like, a compass and see if it, like,
spins
around.
Say, you can test for ley lines and, weird electromagnetic
fields.
Phenomena happening. You just need simple tools and you know, have to know how to do it. So has anybody gone and tested this area?
I would be shocked if no one has, but if you want Tristan to go out, please subscribe to our
I will gladly take that upon me.
I have a little meter. It doesn't do everything, but it'll do some things.
I love the idea that our Patreon tiers are like $1 for 3 months and then like $4,800 for Tristan to go to Poland and walk around with the compass.
There's like Boris Buck level, and then there's wealthy enough to fund an excursion level.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Eccentric billionaires waiting to give you all their money.
I got my Swiss passport. I'm ready to go. They'll let me in any country.
Yep.
There you go.
People. He's mobile.
But yeah, that's the long and short on Poland's crooked forest.
I like the shipbuilding. The secrets were lost in the Holocaust the best.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very sad, but it also... This is near the water, right?
Yeah, it looks like there's a lake in there or something.
Pull and touch his water.
I don't know.
I am
think
the
it
worst
might be
person to ask that. I'm horrible.
I'm going to say.
I don't think
no.
it does.
I'm going to say.
Maybe if it did, it would be on the northern.
Yeah, north side. But
like northeast.
Poland is
north. I don't even
Germany
know if we
Germany.
Have any Polish listeners.
I think Poland touches water because I think
Poland
it's north.
Does indeed touch
water.
Yeah.
All I got. It's
I
northeast
did,
of Germany and Germany touches water.
Yeah. I did go to Poland through Germany, but it was like, you know, we weren't in the northern part of that section. So
that said, this is not on the ocean.
But there's a lake or something, right?
Yeah,
there
might well be. I don't know. I can't speak to that. It could be blue flowers or something for all I know.
Those
yeah.
would be some beautiful blue flowers.
Fuck yeah.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
Who
is? Poland
is
a beautiful place. I'm sure there's fields of blue flowers.
I love the idea that this is like the Bigfoot meeting place. And like that's why all the trees would be bent in one direction because all seats need to face one
exactly.
way.
They're watching
in order
stage.
They're watching a stage or it's like their meeting hall, you know, it's their town hall in
mm-hmm.
the, in
you
the middle of Europe.
That there's at least 400 Bigfoots in Polish forest.
At least.
Well, this is just where they gather. Like, maybe there's an annual
the traveling.
Trip where they, like, have to meet.
This is their summit.
All I'll say is that we do know that if Bigfoot does exist, he is certainly the most plentiful cryptid across the globe.
Truth.
Because
everyone.
every culture seems... I need to just do the fucking Bigfoot
every
episode.
Country has a monster they're afraid of in their nation. Every monster or every nation has a monster. Yeah, a station he calls his own.
Nice.
MST3K.
Okay.
Close enough. But the point being is that all, yeah, every country has a version of Bigfoot.
Yep.
Something
exactly.
Big and hairy and.
So I would definitely believe 400 Bigfoot
mm-hmm.
convene in Poland.
Poland is their Switzerland.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Is the plural of Bigfoot Bigfoot?
Big
or
feet.
Is it Big Feet or Bigfoots?
Bigfoots.
Bigfoot.
I
don't know.
Hmm.
I vote Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
high. I don't know the answer.
Hold on, guys.
My vote.
I'm going to use my red phone to a cryptozoologist. He's just like the sweatiest guy. I don't know why. He's just really sweaty. And he's shabby. And he's in a bunker somewhere. You know the type.
He's just
feverishly
you know
researching it.
You know, cryptozoologist.
Oscar Fultz. No, not Oscar Fultz. What's his name?
Gale Harris.
I just always remember Oscar because it's Oscar the Turtle.
Yeah. I guess Oscar was still... We're referencing...
Reference.
The Beast of Busco.
Yeah, the Beast of Busco. Collins Cryptids episode. The first Collins Cryptid, I think.
Huh? Yeah.
Might have been.
I think so.
But yeah, I guess, you know, that's everything on the Crooked Forest. Let us know what you think, what it might have been, if there was something we missed, or...
If you want to send us a picture of the meeting of the book, of the big fetuses.
Oh, my God.
I changed my vote.
Please do send
us
some fan
art. I changed my vote to big
fetuses. If we could get, like, a nice... fan art of a Bigfoot commune. Oh man,
it's a pretty picture by itself. All you need to do is just use this as your backdrop.
Just Photoshop.
And get in there, man. Draw in there.
That's true.
You could do it digitally really easy because you just make one Bigfoot and then you just copy paste.
You're suggesting that all big fetuses look alike to you? Is that what you're saying? They just all look the same.
You could add a hat to one.
Fedora? Do you think Bigfoot wears a fedora?
And a dress.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a
big,
fancy Bigfoot.
A flower in their hair.
Well, at that, I guess Nessie has sunk back beneath the waves. That's a wrap on another episode of High Mystery. I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.